Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason is otherwise occupied. Brad is engineering. Thank you, Brad, for engineering USA Prepares today. Greg Lesher is with us. Welcome, Greg.
Well, thank you, Vincent. Good to be here.
Greg, I heard on the news, I'm sure the whole class heard that the Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas will never reopen again. And, of course, we were hearing weeks ago that they're going to raze or bulldoze the entire building and rebuild the school because of the mass execution by a gunman. It's crazy to me. Absolutely crazy. Bulldozing a school, spending, oh, I don't know, maybe $30, $40, $50, $60 million to rebuild and demolish the school. Does that make any sense? I don't think so. If I were a taxpayer, I would be livid, and I would demand that the entire Uvalde city government be dismantled and rebuild another one. I'd fire the sheriff, deputies, everybody, school superintendent, principals, everybody. What about you?
Well, maybe they think they want to build back better.
Yeah. You know, on another note, I was thinking, I was working on a trailer yesterday, and so our son and I were out in the barn, and we peeled off the old 2x8s, 2x6 boards, pressure-treated boards, and, you know, after maybe 30 years, they needed it. And I was thinking, how many trailers are really roadworthy? I mean, we inspect the bearings, grease the bearings. We clean off the ball of the ball mount on the trailer hitch. We make sure that the trailer coupler is not worn so that it will fall or pop off the trailer ball. We make sure that the ball mount, which is that part that the ball is attached to, that goes into the square receiver tube, we make sure it's not wallered out. We even build shims out of aluminum flashing to tighten up that gap between the ball mount square tube and the receiver tube, and you know, where the pin goes through, the hitch pin, to connect all that together. We make sure that it's a good tight connection so the trailer doesn't go bang, 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 up, down, left, and right as we go down the road. Greg, in your experience, do you see a lot of trailer hitches that are barely roadworthy?
Yeah, let's just put it this way. They do, as long as they're rolling down the highway, that's good enough for a lot of people. It doesn't matter how much shape they're in. You know?
You're breaking up a little bit. Now, where we are, what I do, and this is just a little side trip that we're taking, just because it's getting warm out, and you can have failures with tires and trailers, and, you know, make sure you inspect it, because from my research, there is no special driver's license that's required or training that's required for you to hook up a trailer to your car if it's less than 26,000 pounds. So if you have considered not a heavy trailer, there's no license that you have for that. You just hook it up and drive away. And I'm talking about for a boat trailer or a utility trailer or a box trailer, something like that. As long as it's not real heavy, as long as it doesn't have air brakes, You don't have to have a special training or a special license. So people are going down the road, and I see them. I'm in the slow lane, and they're flying by me with trailers. I can't believe how fast they're going. They're exceeding the speed limit, pushing people around, and they've got a dangerous load. Greg, am I the only one that sees this?
No. I've seen them pull their trailer over objects, not take into consideration that they need to swing wide when they're making turns. It's just, it's ridiculous.
And the extra stopping distance, making sure if you have electric brakes on your trailer that they're actually all equalized, and you know, when you step on your brake pedal, that all the electric brakes on all the wheels of the tractor that, I'm sorry, the trailer that have them are actually operating properly. Greg, so I just wanted to mention, here's what I do, class. When, of course, I inspect the trailer and the hitch before we leave, okay? And literally, I wipe off the ball with a rag, and I wipe out the inside of the trailer ball coupler with a rag to get any grit and grease out of it. Then I put a light coat of grease on the trailer ball so that it doesn't wear out as quickly. And I make sure that the hitch pin is not worn, so there's not a lot of slop in there, a lot of wiggle room. I make sure the safety chains are crisscrossed. And I make sure that the trailer wiring works. And then what I do is I have someone in the truck stepping on the brake, and the trailers that have electric brakes, you can hear a hum. It goes, when you step on the brake. And I listen to make sure that each brake, that each axle end or wheel has brakes actually has hum to it. Then when I set out, I'll stop after maybe a few miles, and then I will feel the brake drums, the hubs, if you will, to see if they're warm and if they're the same temperature. That tells me the brakes are working. Greg, do you do those kind of things with small trailers as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I was going to say, I watched somebody load up a dump type trailer at a pit with gravel. And obviously he didn't have any trailer brakes hooked up. And when he was going down the hill to get out of the pit, he put on the brakes, and of course his brakes, he couldn't stop because the trailer was pushing his vehicle. In fact, it pushed it into a jackknife position, and he went off the shoulder of the little road and down into the ditch. And of course it did some damage to his pickup, I could see. But that the weight of that trailer was exceeding the stopping ability of that pickup truck with no weight on the pickup at all.
Mm-hmm. And so, class, when you load a trailer, you need to consider the position of the load. So, for example, you want weight on the front of the trailer so it pushes down on the trailer ball, but not so much that you overload the trailer hitch. So what we do, literally, is if we're putting a car on a car hauler-type trailer, an 18-foot trailer, one person will drive the car onto the trailer. Another person will stand off to the side and watch how much the truck bed goes down as the load, the car that we're putting on the trailer goes forward, and it pushes down more on the trailer hitch. And we want a couple hundred pounds on that trailer hitch ball. That way it won't be as likely to pop off, and it will flop around less, and the trailer won't wag the truck. Your comments.
And let me tell you a little, I'm sure everyone's experienced this. They see a vehicle coming at them at nighttime, and their lights are awful bright. And so you give them your bright lights, and then they hit their bright lights, and there's no change at all. What's happened is that vehicle has so much weight on the tongue that it's pushing its headlights up into out of position. They don't have that trailer loaded correctly. What they should try to do, especially if it's a gooseneck, is try to balance it out so that the front end goes down so that there's an even weight between the front axle and the back axle on the vehicle. And when that happens, you're not going to have light shining straight up at the sky.
That's a great quick way of telling. Yeah, and class, you have too much weight on the trailer hitch, and as Greg's saying, you're pushing down on the rear of the truck, the truck that's towing the trailer. The headlights start aiming higher and higher, and it looks like you're in a station wagon going to Florida. That's what we used to call it when the back of the vehicle was real heavy and the front was lifted up because of the weight in the back of a station wagon, for example. Well, if you have too much weight in the back, it can cause the tires in the rear of the truck to overheat and explode, and you won't have the steering ability because you'll be light in the front end of the truck that's towing the trailer. So you really need to look at some internet websites on how to load. But what we do, and I've never seen other people do it, I've never met Greg in person, maybe he does it, but we literally lubricate the ball with grease, the trailer hitch ball, with grease so it doesn't wear out, and we have never worn out a trailer hitch coupler or a trailer ball. It's never happened.
That's and, because you're not metal to metal.
Right.
Metal to metal is not good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're talking about putting a layer of grease between there. Now, of course,
that
grease will attract grit, sand and things, and so it'll make it even worse if you don't wipe it off each time. But we have trailers that are well over 30 years old, and the trailer couplers are in perfect shape, the balls are in perfect shape, and we do the same thing with our gooseneck trailers as well. We grease them and make sure they fit properly. Do you have any other comments about trailers and summer and tire pressures regarding...
Well, of course, if you've got a fifth wheel, it also needs to be greased well, too. You don't want that on that because you can go through some water or a puddle and lose control because your trailer is, keeping your vehicle from turning the way you're turning the wheels. And then all of a sudden when it does grab, you've got an accident. So it's very important to use that fifth wheel so that you, when you turn your wheel, there isn't any resistance on that fifth wheel trying to keep you straight.
And when he talks about a fifth wheel, what he's talking about is what the system that a tractor trailer uses with a big flat plate that is used to support the weight and is the pivot point. So it's lots of friction there.
Even a gooseneck has a plate. Yeah, even a gooseneck will have a plate.
Right.
Just like fifth wheel. Yeah. That's what they call a fifth wheel.
Yep. The other thing, class, is to make sure your tire pressures are right during the summer. What happens is if the tire is not inflated properly, let's say it's too little air, there's more rolling friction. The tire is deforming where it contacts the road. Every time the tire rotates and deforms for that flat patch that hits the road, at the bottom of the tire gets hotter and hotter and hotter. And it's likely to explode from overheating. So the way to prevent that is to put the proper amount of air in the tires. So if I'm on a long trip, I will increase the tire pressure, believe it or not. Now, don't do this. Don't do what I say just because I do it. Do your own research. Make up your own mind. But I will inflate the tires when they're sitting out of the sun for hours to make sure the tires are not artificially warmed up by the black tires on, absorbing the sun's rays and heating up the tires. I'll inflate them to the maximum pressure that the tire manufacturer says. And that's printed on the sidewall of every tire. I'll take them up there to that point because they're less likely to blow unless you hit a big pothole at a high speed. But they run cooler, and you get more miles per gallon with more inflation of the tires, up to the maximum recommended by the tire manufacturer.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Greg, just to flesh this out just a little bit more, I don't know of any special training, license, test, internet-based, in-person, written at DMV, or any other test for someone to put a trailer hitch on his or her car, or his or her truck, or to buy a pickup truck or a car with a trailer hitch, hook it up to a boat, a camper trailer, a utility trailer, or a boat trailer. There's no special license as long as it's or credentials required or test if it's under 26,000 pounds. There's no test whatsoever. Is that right?
Yeah, you've got that right. I mean, I've got doubles and triples endorsements on my license. But, and there's a lot of training on that, but none of it makes it to the driver's handbook. Not that you can't get that. You could go down to your DMV and request a commercial driver's license handbook and learn all about it. And that's free. So, that would be my suggestion. If you really are considering and want to be safe at what you're doing, go down there and pick up a driver's handbook, a CDL handbook, and read through and see what see how they explain the weight and the stopping distance and everything else in there. It's valuable information, free information, and it can save your life or the life of others. So that would be my suggestion.
And it's called a CDL, as in Class C Driver's License. So C, DL, C, Class C, DL for driver's license, or commercial driver's license.
Commercial, yeah.
Right. Right.
And that accepts that law, and to have one of those will allow you to, you know, to go ahead and take the test, the driving test, and show that you are capable of pulling those types of loads. But I've got some kind of exciting news here.
Yeah, if you could speak up a little bit, Greg, it's
okay. Yeah, I've got some. Is that any better?
Much better, thank you.
Yeah, I've got some kind of exciting news. I was, as you know, with my solar steel, I talked to a few people, especially one company that makes and manufactures a heat panel that I, you know, it's a patented heat panel that I wanted, it will incorporate into my unit to boil water. Well, when they got a hold of that information, my information, my book, basically, obviously they got excited because there's this NAWI competition for, they're searching for simple ways to desalinate water on a small scale. And they decided to email me and say we'd like to partner up for this competition. And I know exactly why they want to do it, because it's a sure win. So for the next month, I'm going to be preparing to enter this competition. And I've been telling, you know, our listeners, our class, what a breakthrough this technology is. And being a more of a humanitarian type person, because I believe we all came from the same couple that were first on this planet. And I believe that water is a human right, and pure water is definitely a right to good health. So that's why I went ahead and wrote this book. And if water is important to you, I would suggest getting a copy of it. And if you can't afford a copy, get at least the PDF copy, or not a PDF copy, but the Kindle copy that you can have on your computer. But I'm going to be, for the next month, we're going to be working on this project, and we're going to go ahead and win this competition, because there is nothing out there like it. It works so well, and it's so simple. Your thoughts on that, Vincent?
Yeah, my thoughts are, I've read the book, Greg's book, and you can go to realwaterindependence.com, realwaterindependence.com. And you'll be able to buy it. And you know, it's a great design. It's simple, it's doable. You can do it. You can build it. And it looks to me like one of my instructors was correct over 40 years ago when he said, "Class, in about 40 years, you guys are gonna have some problems: energy, trash, and clean water." He's absolutely right. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Consumer Price Index released Friday indicates the U.S. economy is still failing. May CPI price increase is another 1%. 8.6% inflation is now at a 40-year high. Shelter, gas, and food are all up again. This week's Summit of the Americas is becoming a big question mark as President Biden made the decision not to be inclusive to countries in the region. Cuba, Nicaragua, and Venezuela were snubbed by President Biden by not getting an invitation. In turn, the leaders of Mexico, Guatemala, Salvador, Bolivia, and Honduras have snubbed the event.
This city is testament to the connections that bind us and our capacity to achieve great things together.
President Biden speaking at the opening ceremony. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Yesterday's made-for-TV show, January 6, was broadcast on mainstream media with the help of a Hollywood producer. Former President Trump lawyer Alina Habba was on Newsmax denouncing the soap opera.
Why is it all Republicans and fake Republicans, rhinos like Liz Cheney, who is now not going to win another term because she is so two-faced that she has turned on her own party, and never mind the party, on America? Because when you take clips and publicize things that are anti-American, that's disgusting. I want to see criminals, and there might have been criminals. Let the criminals go to jail. But those are not everyone. There are some people there that were peacefully protesting. There were people that were peaceful protesting at Donald Trump's event, which was separate and apart. Yeah. And those radicals may have left and done things that he didn't condone. And he said that, but that wasn't publicized. You know, this isn't a soap opera. This is our country. I'm so sad by what is happening to our country.
Criticized by law enforcement experts for slowness in taking out the school shooter last month in Uvalde, Texas, school police chief Pete Arredondo describing an agonizing wait for a key that would work. In an interview with the Texas Tribune, he said he hadn't spoken out sooner because he didn't want to compound his hometown's grief or point blame. The Department of Justice began an investigation into how the situation was handled. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
It's gonna be sliding. What are today's hot? Keep it. God, you're take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Greg Lesher's with us. Greg, I just want you to know that just as we're going into the break, I got disconnected. And so I ran over to where the equipment is, the digital equipment. The router is all hooked up. It's running fine. All the right lights are green. Everything's good. I'm still disconnected. And so I attempted to make a telephone call to reconnect. And then we got reconnected digitally. So I don't know if it's the topic water that is causing this or exactly what it is, but it seems to me that certain topics cause us to get knocked off the air, and maybe now it's water. So I wanted to share that with you. If I get knocked off again, Greg, just please continue teaching class while I try to reconnect with another method, okay?
Yeah, I will, Vincent. Yeah, it is a subject. It's life and death. Let's just put it that way.
It is.
It's a subject that governments have used to control the people. It's unfortunately they allow some companies to, you know, like for instance, Nestle does not think that water is a human right, which is absolutely ludicrous. You cannot live without it. If you give them that right, that right to say that it's not a human right, then what in essence you're doing is you're allowing them to say who lives and who dies, and that is just absolutely ludicrous.
You're talking about big companies.
Human rights as much as the air you breathe.
You're talking about big companies such as Nestle drilling holes in the ground and pumping out water and leaving the former residents of that area with a lower and lower and lower water table, less water in the aquifer. That's what you're talking about, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Or no water at all.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. I've watched documentaries where people actually have broken into the water line just to get water back that they've lost to that exact company. So it's a very, very delicate topic, and it's one that everybody should have understanding of how to have real water independence from any source. And this book tells you how to create that drinking water from any source. It's new water. It's water that has just begun again. It's in its purest form. It's not been, you know, certain elements just cannot be filtered out of the water. I'm sorry. Even RO is not completely, totally free of all contaminants. Pretty close, but not quite. So it's something that everybody should be educated on, just as they should be educated on growing a garden or providing emergency shelter, you know, being prepared for disasters, power outages. All these things are important to the human body. And it's a scripture always comes to mind when I think about this. My people perish because of what? Their lack of knowledge. We need to get educated. Get educated. I can't do any more than stress that. Get educated. Get educated on how to create your water. Get educated on how to survive.
Yeah, the simplest explanation of preparedness is this, class. So you're at someone's house and they open the refrigerator and they go, shoot, there's nothing to eat. Now, what that really means is they didn't plan ahead of time before they opened that refrigerator door to put some items in the refrigerator that they wanted to eat. They didn't do that. So then they open up the refrigerator and go, shoot, there's nothing to eat. But whose fault is that? It's the person who opened the refrigerator for not having planned. And I was thinking this morning, I was making some coffee, and I was thinking about what happens during one of these emergencies. A storm's coming in. And people are saying, you know, it's going to be a deluge. The power's going to go out. There's going to be flooding. We won't be able to get to the store. The stores are going to be closed. Supermarkets, the super centers, they're going to be closed. The electronic transfer of funds won't work because the internet may be down. Okay. Or the satellite won't be able to be powered. The satellite transmitter from the ground won't be able to be powered because the grid's down. Those kinds of things. Okay. So, do you really have to go to the store? What happens when a storm's coming? People wait till the last second, and they race off to the store, and they buy milk and bread. Now, is that really important? Absolutely not. We don't need to buy, at our farm, we don't need to buy bread, and we don't need to buy milk. Why? Because we have a bread machine. We also have the flour and the yeast and the lemon juice to make the bread, and a little bit of oil, like olive oil. Or avocado oil. Or if you want, you can use vegetable oil. Not as healthy, but you can. And the other thing we have is powdered milk. And we buy powdered milk in these plastic resealable bags, but we don't, as soon as we open it, we take the bags and we pour it off into clean, used spaghetti sauce jars, glass ones. And we top them off so there's very little air left. And it lasts for months and months and months. And every morning I make a cup of coffee with the electric Black & Decker $19.99 coffee maker with a reusable stainless steel screen for the coffee grounds. Or Mrs. Finelli makes it. We make a pot of coffee. And I pour in some powdered milk and then add the coffee. We don't have to go to the store for bread and milk. We don't do it. It's crazy. It would cost us about $15 in gas to go, you know, under Joe's new gas pump prices, to go to the store and buy bread and milk. We don't do it. Greg?
Yeah, exclamation on that point. You know, a storm's coming. Possible tropical storm, and it looks like it's going to turn into a hurricane. Now, there are those people who, I know somebody who personally will invest in lumber right before that happens because he can see it's going to happen. Lumber prices are going to go up because people are going to flood the lumber stores in search of plywood to cover their windows before the hurricane hits and they evacuate. Those who prepare, you can actually profit from the whole situation. And those who wait till the last minute pay the price, the high price. Don't pay the high price, people. Prepare ahead of time. Know how to survive. Just spend a few minutes a day. Even if you have a few minutes a day to just sit down and learn some new things. You know, people have been searching this technology that I came up with through a little inspiration, like which I got, of course, which led me on this path, for thousands of years trying to figure out how to do this because we live on a planet full of water, but yet none of it is, hardly any of it is drinkable. Okay, there's solutions to these things. Plan ahead. Because I don't know how long we're going to be on air. I don't know how long my book will be available. The point is, it is. And if it is never available again, then if you have one, it's your responsibility to spread that information to your brothers and sisters, your family, your friends, and those who need it. This earth was created for us. We weren't created for this earth. We are not some byproduct. And the principles in this book, I learned some of them back in high school when they taught. They didn't teach how to become Sodom and Gomorrah, how to tolerate sin. They actually taught things that made sense to me, like water vapor is a gas. And what does a gas want to do? It wants to fill a space. And because of that knowledge, I was able to come up with this design that is so, so well needed. So, class, be good students and start to learn. Start doing. Don't just listen. Be doers. You may become leaders in a community when things fall apart. They may come to you for answers. Be the one that can give the answers. And
Greg, I think that's almost a given. I think that's almost a given that our class will become the leaders in their village. I really think so, because who else would be able to step up? Certainly not those who hop on a jet and vacation for the weekend in Mexico to read a book on the beach and say, boy, that was hot. That was really hot. People who go off to see the mouse. I mean, why would anybody do that? And I think that you just said something that was so important. Schools are teaching the tolerance of sin, the tolerance of perversion. You don't have to be tolerant of sin, and you don't have to be tolerant of perversion. I'm not. I am absolutely not tolerant of perversion. And I may be the only broadcaster, you know, the host of a weekly broadcast that that calls out homosexuality as perversion. Now, I'm not saying that the rest of the instructors don't as well, but I'm talking about 5 days a week. I have no fear of talking about the perversion.
You know where laws of this country came from. You know where the laws of this country came from. They came from the Bible. Okay? That's where our terms came from, such as marriage. It's defined in the Bible as the union between a man and a woman. The term sodomy came from a term used between same-sex couples. They have tried to change the language. They've used things that don't make sense, such as gay marriage. There is no such thing as gay marriage. It's called sodomy. Plain and simple. You go back, you know, you don't change the dictionary to fit your lifestyle. You don't change the meaning of words to fit your lifestyle. And that's what's been going on. It's a gradual, slow slide downhill so that now we, you know, can be equal to the city that was destroyed by fire from the sky. Is that what we want? No, there will be safe places to go. Because there are good people worth saving. You know, learn to be amongst those people. Because the time will come when you'll need to search them out. You won't be able to...
Greg, since we're on the subject, it seems to me that homosexuals are quite greedy, self-centered, egocentric. And I was thinking about a family, no family in particular, just in general. Let's say they had a son, and the son would be carrying on the family name, and the son decides he's a homo because it feels good, and he likes to play with boys, adult boys and men, and he would trash the family's bloodline because it feels good. What an outrage. How greedy could a person be to do that?
Yeah, we don't have specs.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Just got an email. It just came in. And let me see if I can read it very quickly. Good morning, Vincent. I wanted to take the time to thank you for posting the abbreviated list of items we should consider buying right now on 5MinuteUniversity.com. Hard-won experience always comes at cost in terms of time, money, and effort. And for you to post that free for your class is very much appreciated. While the list of 221 items might seem overwhelming to some, I've always believed in incremental progress. So I plan spending some time to chip away at it over the weekend. Thank you again, James, Ontario, Canada. James, you're welcome. In class, if you want to see the list, I'm updating it. It's 221 items or so, things that you should consider buying right now.
Do us a favor.
It's
free. Do us a favor, Vincent.
Yeah.
Spell it.
Yeah.
Spell how is it five, like in a letter five, F-I-V-E, or is it a number five?
Yes.
Is there a dash?
F-I-V-E. Yeah.
Okay. A one word.
It's
five,
one word.
Class
five. 5MinuteUniversity.com. F-I-V-E. MinuteUniversity.com. 5MinuteUniversity.com. There's no the in front of it. It's 5MinuteUniversity.com. And search engines, as you've pointed out in an email to me, Greg, search engines can't seem to find it.
No.
So right now it's under maintenance until Arjun and I get it up and running. But what I did was put a notice that on the website that says it's under construction or under maintenance, but I posted the entire list of things that you should get or consider getting right now on that page. So 5MinuteUniversity.com will take you there. And if you have any questions and you want to send me an email and you want me to send it to you, I can send it to you via a PDF and send an email to instructor@usapreparers.com. instructor@usaprepares.com. And if you need any more information from any of your other instructors, like Greg, you can send me an email and I'll pass it on to your other instructors. Greg, back to you.
Yeah, thank you, Vincent. And, you know, there's some free reading on the Amazon Kindle. You can get the app and down, you know, anyway, read some of the books for free. One of the books, I think it's the Solar Desalination Water Station. You can see where I figured out how to build the still using a tire. Now, this is, you can read that for free and learn how to build just that tire still for free. But the principle is there of the flat top solar still. You will learn just by reading that how you can design something like that. It's already been designed. I already did a large scale of it. But you're free to read that, and, you know, it's public knowledge now. That portion's public knowledge. I've tried to put so much other things in these books that will help you survive. How to make your own bleach, how to create heat from the sun that you could store the heat on cold nights, how to build, solar ovens so that you can cook if you can cast a shadow, just little things that will help you survive and place to look, place to go, things to look out for. You know, it's all about educating yourself right now. We're not, this society is not going to improve. It's going to continue to go downhill. We are tolerating way too much. We're calling good evil and evil good. This is the scripture said that would happen. So this program, I think, is one of the most important programs on air right now. And I would encourage sharing some of these, you know, going to YouTube or going to the archives. And you can tell more about that, Vincent, how they can go and listen to these shows and spread this knowledge. Back to you.
Yeah. Yeah. You go to GCNLive.com, GCN as in Genesis Communications Network, GCNLIVE.com, and you can search for USA Prepares. That is our class, and you will be able to find all the archives right there. And you can search by date range, current date. You can download it. You can listen live or listen to the archive. And you might want to download it and keep them, because at one time Ron Gibson had years and years and years of archives on YouTube. YouTube got annoyed with us because of something Mike Rivero did, and we got thrown off the YouTube channel, all of us, Mike Rivero as well as USA Prepares. We were bundled into one channel on Ron Gibson's YouTube channel, and we got thrown off permanently. We did something that we talked about the election fraud, we talked about COVID, and we got two strikes against us. Mike was able to give us a third strike, and we were permanently banned from YouTube, and all of our archives have been destroyed on YouTube. And we're now on Ron Gibson's BitChute channel, BitChute. You can go there and find us, but you can also go to GCNLive.com. And we hail from GCNLive.com. GCN is the point of which the origin of USA Prepares, the best broadcasting network in the world, GCNLive.com. And it's not just USA Prepares. There's over 50 of us at GCNLive.com. Greg, thank you so much for being with
Get
us.
Get healthy, not
week.
High, with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.